Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Now, you might hear the birds, and the bees, and the wind, because I am sitting outside. It is a nice, beautiful Sunday. This is being recorded during Memorial Day weekend on a Sunday, and it's another one of those episodes that is not scripted and is free-formed from me, from my intuition. I wonder if this is what people mean by downloads. I don't know. I'm new to all that. But I watched a live, someone that I really enjoy listening speak, and she mentioned surrender. Surrender and let go of control. And I heard it not just through my ears, but in my body. I heard it in my body. I felt it in the pit of my stomach, my soul, if you may. It is hard to surrender. It is hard to release control and believe that everything you want, desire, dream of is on the other side of that surrender and that release of control. We're not taught to release. We're not taught to surrender because we don't trust. We've been taught not to trust. There are a million reasons being a Black woman in this world why we should not trust people, places, things. There's a lot of narratives. There are a lot of things that our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our bodies have felt that speaks to do not trust. Do not give control to this person. Do not surrender. Like, you have to be in control of everything. And I'm going through the process right now as we speak. So, and this will forever be a process because my natural programming is I can fix this. I have to find a solution. I have to fix this. I have to do all of the things. I have to be action based. And in this season of my life, I'm working on just being and knowing that it is safe to just be, knowing that it is safe to trust other people to point me in the right direction. And it's so important for living a pleasure-filled life. It's so important because one thing I do know over the last, I'll say my journey started when I left my corporate job in November 2020. That forever shaped who I am and who I am becoming because I was so out of my comfort zone. And I think a lot of us have to get out of our comfort zone to welcome in pleasure, to welcome in release, to welcome in expansion. We have to go out of our comfort zone. But that's so scary. is such a risk. There's so much that could happen. There's so much negative that could happen by going out of our comfort zone that would make us say, see, that's why we shouldn't have done this. This is why we should have just stayed on the road that we know. But what I've learned is that road is not fun. That road is not fun. And we deserve fun. We deserve to take up space. We deserve to be seen. We deserve to be heard. We deserve to feel from the tips of our toes to the top of our head, our crown. We deserve to feel all the good, to feel all the juiciness. I am in a point in my life where, and I think I've said this in a previous episode or I said it on a live, but I'm trying to live a life that mimics an orgasm. The things that I do, I want it to mimic an orgasm. I want it to mimic the waves that feel good in my belly, that roll from my toes all the way up, that has me deep breathing and my face flushed. That is the kind of life, the kind of life that I'm trying, and I'm not even gonna say trying, that I am living. I am living it. Trying, a coach told me a long time ago to take trying out of my vocabulary, and I say the exact same thing to my clients. I am living a life that is orgasmic. It is. Everything that I want to do, I do. Everywhere that I want to go, I go. Any experience I want to have, I have it. And that's what I teach my clients. Pleasure. Remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about what pleasure is and what pleasure isn't. Yeah, sex can be pleasurable when it's in the right context, when it's with the right person, when we're asking for what we want and showing people how to please us. But we can also please ourselves. Just like right now, I'm sitting outside in my backyard in one of my egg chairs that I bought because I absolutely love them and I don't sit in them. I don't sit in them. One, because the spiders, they take over, but I have these goals, I meet the goal, and then I go on to the next one. Like, how many of you can relate to setting a crap ton of goals, knocking those goals out, and never taking the time to, like, appreciate the fruits of your labor? And that's going to be an episode as well of how we make our own table. We sit at our own table. We made a table for ourselves to sit at, and we don't sit at it. You know, we did all the things to have the table, and we don't even make time to sit at it. That's going to be another episode. But surrender. Trust and believe that when you release, that when you surrender, everything will work exactly how it's supposed to. So even for my business owners, release control. Release the belief that you have to be there all day, every day, in every aspect of everything, that you have to be hovering over people, or that you don't need a team. You have to be the only one touching on everything, looking at everything. Release that belief, because that is not true. And that is the reason why you don't have peace, why you don't have joy, and you don't have pleasure, because you spend all of your time in a business that, honey, it doesn't need you like that. It doesn't need you like that anymore. You've done what you needed to do. It's time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's time to surrender. It's time to delegate. It's time to admit that it is not enough. Oh my gosh. So I watch so many women build these businesses, get super successful, make all of this money, and then they come to me and say, but I don't have joy. I don't have peace. Like, I thought that would be enough. I thought the money would be enough. I thought the fact that I'm out here killing it on my own was going to be enough. And it's not. It's not enough. Not only is it not enough, I am deadly afraid to admit that it's not enough. Because in my mind, I should be happy for where I'm at. I should be happy with what I've created. I should be satisfied. But if you're not satisfied, why lie about it? Why fake the funk? Why are we faking the funk? If you want more, ask for more. You're not basic. Your expectations are not basic. And that's okay. That's okay for you to need more. Remember, it's not either or. It's both and. When I first heard that, I was like, I love it. You mean to tell me that I can have this and that? I can have both? Like Cardi B said, she don't want to choose. She can get them both. She don't want to choose. I don't want to choose. I don't want to choose to have a successful business. Between a successful business or pleasure. I don't want to choose between a successful life and good sex. I don't want to choose between great friends and a great partner. I don't want to choose. Like, I want it all, and I'm going to have it all. Want more until every day you wake up and you're like, here's my new thing. And I was on a live on my Instagram and I made this comment and I said, oh, that's good, I'm running with that. So every day you should wake up and your life, the decisions that you make, the foods that you eat, the people that you interact with, that should make you wet. It should get you excited. It should get the cat, the yoni. It should get her excited. It should, because if it doesn't, why are we doing it? And I'm not here to say that days will be perfect. You will still have your bad days, but just because you have bad days doesn't mean that you're not horny. Right? Just because you had a bad conversation or an altercation with someone doesn't change the fact that you're horny. So what is it that you need to do to start making decisions? Or what are things that you need to let go that will make your life one that makes you wet? Are there certain places that you go that just do it for you, get you excited? Spend more time there. Are there people that just bring life to you and you just enjoy spending time with them because you laugh? Because you laugh to the point where your cheeks hurt, your belly hurts. They make you feel so good. Spend more time with them. Are there things in your home that just... when you see it, you're like, oh my God, I absolutely love this room. Or I love this bed. Oh, I love my house. I love being in my house. Curate it for that. And spend time in it. Spend time in it. You deserve it. Are there parts of your business that just don't speak to you? They just don't speak to you. They make you feel down. They make you question why you're doing it. It doesn't turn you on. It just doesn't turn you on. If that's the case, change it. Implement something that's going to turn you on. Your life should turn you on. That's the energy that we are going for. And in order to get that energy, you have to release control and surrender to all that is available for you. You have to believe that you can have both and not either or. And this is an everyday practice, everyday evaluation. There are times when I have a bad day or things just aren't, I'm just like, oh, I'm not feeling great. I have to think, what took my energy today? Where did I waste my energy? What activities did I do that wasted my energy? Arguing is a waste of energy. There was one time in my business where I think it was a tech issue on my website. I spent 45 minutes to an hour because I block my time with things that I need to do because I live by my calendar and that's how I am productive. But I wasted an hour of my time trying to figure out this tech issue. And so I wrote that down, trying to figure out what to eat for dinner, wrote that down. So with me writing down what wasted my time, I forced myself to also write down what's the solution. What is the action plan? Okay, I had an argument. I'm not arguing anymore. I'm not gonna argue. I'm gonna remove myself from the situation. It's pointless to argue. It does nothing for me. Or we're going to agree to disagree. I give myself 30 minutes with tech issues. If the issue is not fixed, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. And dinner, other people are going to contribute. I'm going to throw something in the crock pot. Like, I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to do something that I know everyone's going to eat and everyone's going to be fine with. I'm not going to make it a big deal anymore. So that's what I encourage you to do. Where are there areas you're trying to control in your life that's not making you, it doesn't turn you on, like it doesn't activate you, it doesn't give you the goosebumps or the feel goods in your body? Write it down. You are more likely to be able to fix and tweak things when you write it down and you see it, instead of trying to do that stuff in your head. Like, stop trying to do stuff in your head. I promise you from experience, it does not work trying to do things in your head. That's a no. What is one action you can take from listening to this episode, one action that you can take to be turned on by your own life? You've put in the work. You're here listening to this podcast today, the episodes, because there is something in you that is not satisfied. There is something in you that is not pleased with what is going on, and you want more. But there's a lot of emotion behind wanting more. There's a lot of guilt, shame, embarrassment for wanting more, because you, as some people would say, you have more than some other Black women do. You have so much going on for yourself. How can you not be grateful? How can you not be satisfied? Whose voice is that, first of all? Like, let's talk about that. Whose voice do you hear when you hear someone saying, why are you not satisfied? Why do you want more? You have more than your cousin. You have more than half the Black women out here in the world. You could be struggling. You could be X, Y, and Z. Whoever's voice that is, let's acknowledge it and let's remove it. Let's remove it, because it's unnecessary at this point. I want you to hear your voice. I want you to hear yourself hyping your own self up. I want you to hear your voice say, does this turn me on? Does this turn me on? Does this make me feel juicy? does this make me wet? Like, that is what I want you to think when you're making decisions, when you're thinking about what you want, when you're thinking about how you want to show up. So implement some of those things. Implement one thing to make desirable. One thing that does not add pleasure. And I promise you, you're going to feel a difference. And it's going to make you want to go and do that with everything until it all aligns. Promise you. Promise you. So with that being said, I hope you enjoy your week, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.